In the alleyways of Tehran's Grand Bazaar, chants of "Don't be afraid, don't be afraid," we're all together. And they're not afraid. For 4 days in a row, Iranians have taken to the streets. Some clashed with riot police. Anger sparked by an economy in turmoil and soaring living costs. In the last year, Iran's currency has lost nearly half of its value against the US dollar. Inflation has seen food prices rise by 72%. According to one Tehran resident, whose identity we are protecting, everyday items are becoming unaffordable.
Families who once belonged to the middle class are now worried about paying their rent. In the past, people worried about affording meat and fruit. Now they are struggling to buy basic items like rice and eggs. In my view, people are truly exhausted. They've reached their breaking point. They no longer want this regime and are demanding change.
The protests soon spread outside the capital, with similar scenes taking place in Isfahan, Shiraz in the south, and Mashhad in the northeast. In the city of Farsa, a group of people are seen trying to break into a government building. And no major crackdown from the government yet, Iran's leaders avoiding the heavy police response seen in previous protests. Instead, saying they're open to dialogue, offering to listen to the demands of protesters.
The government will listen patiently, even if there are harsh voices, because we believe that our people are patient enough. The government's job is to hear the voices and help them reach a common understanding to solve the problems that exist in society.
There's no calm outside universities. Students are now joining the demonstrations.